Our pregame coverage continues live from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds relief pitcher Todd Kanibbe. And Todd, thanks for giving us a few minutes. It's been a really good start to the year for you. It's been almost a scoreless outing every time you've taken the mound. So how would you describe how these first few weeks of the season have gone?
Yeah, they've been really good. I honestly feel like I could be doing better in some parts, and I could be doing worse in a lot of other things, but I'm feeling I'm in a really good spot right now, and I want to continue that success.
How nice is it being with the Shorebirds to begin the season, be part of their opening day roster? You got a little taste of what this level was like last year, but how nice is it to be with the team right away off the bat?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, you always want to be like in a good spot. I feel like this is a great spot. We have a great stadium. We have great fans. Just a really good environment. Everything about it, it's good. Just glad to be here to start the season.
You talked about it a little bit, but looking for improvements can be a little bit of a harder thing to do when the numbers are really good. You're getting a lot of outs pretty consistently, especially a lot of strikeouts. So what are some of the things you've seen early that you want to work on here?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I get too many balls in some counts. Like let's just say a couple of days ago, if I like went 3-2 on a guy and like I had the guy 0-2 to start, like I would want to throw more strikes on him earlier to get him be more efficient and try to get longer into innings, longer into games.
How'd the offseason go for you? Obviously, for you, signed as an undrafted free agent last year in July, and now you come to your first pro offseason. So what was that like for you getting prepared for the year?
It was definitely very interesting, like being used to more like a college background, like having like 3 weeks off and then going straight back into it. Like you have a lot more time off, but in a sense, you get really after the grind more. Like you really like go out and you're working out a lot more. Like you can do a lot more and it's like more time, so it's like your body's like fully rested, and then you just have to become prepared to start the season.
What did you maybe learn the most about hitters at this level, or what you felt like you needed to do going against them in your brief time last season?
I really just feel like you need to attack everyone. Like you can't be scared out here, even though they're professional. Like especially last year, since I didn't pitch at like D1, like just finding a way to really knowing, like, okay, I have to attack all of these guys. I can't be scared on the mound. If I'm scared, then I'm probably going to fail.
Going back to last summer, you pitched to Florida Atlantic. You were committed to Kansas State in the transfer portal, and then you got the call from the Orioles for a chance to play professionally. So what was that process like, getting the call from the Orioles and deciding what was the next step?
I mean, that was a crazy process. Everything happened, like, really fast, like, when I was playing over the summer. When I get the call, you're like, okay, like, I guess this is what's going to happen now. Like, in my head, I didn't know it was really happening. Everything happened so fast. But it was a lot of fun, like, just driving, being like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm really going to be a Baltimore Oriole. Like, I mean, like, you don't expect that call. Like, you always want it your whole life. But, like, you're finally getting it. It was like a dream come true.
What was the summer like for you? Because you pitched in the New England Collegiate League, in one of the top summer leagues in the country, and you put up some really good numbers there. So what was that like, and how impactful was it for you?
So much fun. I mean, I always will say, like, summer ball is probably the most fun you'll have as, like, a baseball player. It's, like, there's no hard times. It's just, like, going out there and playing baseball with a bunch of guys that you might not know at the beginning, but then your family at the end. So much fun, and I credit a lot of my success to the Keene Swamp Bats. They really helped me a lot. Just made the game simple. Like, over time, like, before my other years of playing college baseball, I was overthinking a lot and having, like, hard times out there when all I really need to do is attack the strike zone and just know who I am as a pitcher.
What's the drastic difference for that? Just playing Division I baseball, obviously, I don't know if there's a lot of pressure with that, but, I mean, maybe there's more of a serious impact on the game playing at that high level compared to summer ball, like you just talked about, where it's maybe more relaxed and you can just be yourself. Just talk about the stark difference of those two levels.
Division I baseball, it's like, it's kind of hard. Like, I started out of a junior college and then going to a Division I school. Like, there was a lot of pressure there. Like, you don't want to let people down. You really don't want to, like, be like, oh, I'm at Division I school and I want to play. And, like, when some of those times don't start going as well as you want, then your feelings go down and you start losing confidence. In summer ball, you're going to play. Like, it's going to, if you have a bad outing, you're going to play the next, like, 3 days later. Like, it's just, like, you're always going to get your opportunities no matter what. And also, the group of guys behind you will always have your back. And it's just, like, there's seriousness, like, you want to win, but, like, there's no one, like, really going after people for losing. It's like, oh, we lost, instead of, oh, we really need to win these three games or we're not going to move on to the next game.
And then those summer ball opportunities, because for a guy like you, you pitched D1, like you've talked about, Florida Atlantic, but smaller school, but playing in those summer balls, it can give you a pretty good platform and maybe help scouts discover players like yourself. So how important is it to get that chance on the summer ball stage?
If you pitch, someone's going to find you. Even if I didn't fully pitch at Florida Atlantic, like, some people knew me before because they look at my junior college numbers, whatever. But if you pitch well, your numbers will show somewhere. It doesn't matter what summer league, doesn't matter what off-season program you're going to be. If you pitch well, you have the numbers, you have the stuff, someone will find you and you'll get an opportunity.
And then finally, Todd, who's the best card player in the clubhouse?
Ooh, card player?
Can be any game, just general card player. Who's the best?
I'm going to say Hunter Allen. Hunter Allen's a good one.
Not yourself?
I would say myself, but I'll be humble here. I'll say Hunter Allen.
I appreciate this time, Todd. Thank you very much, and good stuff.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Pitcher Todd Canibbe, we're back with Starting Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.